Charlie Warner, can you hear me? Charlie Warner, would you please pick up the phone? I have no phone up here. And, call 340. What do you think of seeing hand gestures up here?
Better than that.
This is Charles Gibson, ABC News, in the press room of the White House. Electoral vote level. The president was awakened about 9 o'clock this morning, given a full briefing as to the fact that Jimmy Carter now had 272 electoral votes, that Carter seemed on the verge of carrying Ohio as well. And the president then went over to the Oval Office, where he conferred with senior staff members who had been meeting at that time. He has no voice, which is one problem. He simply talked his voice out in the last 12 days of campaigning. He had a rigorous campaign schedule that was undertaken by the president at the time of the third debate. He covered dozens of cities in the last 12 days as he traveled around the country. And some of the speeches delivered in the rain and in the cold. And the president simply lost his voice from the cold. The election went on, and last night sometime, as he was in the family quarters, watching the election totals come in, his voice simply went. He has been receiving treatments, inhalation treatments, steam treatments. He has also been getting medication to get his voice back, but he has no voice this morning, and there was some question as to whether, once they decided to make the concession statement, whether it would actually be the president who delivered it or whether somebody would actually come in and read it for him. And we understand now it will be the president coming down to read the statement along with his family. The president, after he came down to the Oval Office this morning about 9 o'clock, to get the briefing on the election results and went back over to the White House for further treatments of the voice and then came back over here. The White House says most of the calls that have been coming in today from Republicans around the country have urged the president not to concede, to hold off, to in effect question these New York results. But the plurality in New York was extremely heavy, about 230,000 votes. The last I saw in New York, enormous plurality. Many of the White House aides simply said it is over, it's done. That is too big, even if we question the results. Secret Service men have come out and put the presidential seal on the podium, and the president says,
"Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States."
Perfectly obvious that my voice isn't up to par and I shouldn't be making very many comments, and I won't. But I did want Betty, Mike, Jack, Steve, Susan, and Gail to come down with me and to listen while Betty wrote. Read a statement that I have sent to Governor Carter. I guess Ron's told you that I called him. Right? We'll let Ron answer that if we could. But I do want to express on a personal basis my appreciation and that of my family for the friendship that all of us have had. And after Betty reads the statement that was sent to Governor Carter by me, I think all of us, Betty and the children and myself, would like to just come down and shake hands and express our appreciation personally. Let me call on the real spokesman for the family. Okay. Betty?
The president asked me to tell you that he telephoned President-elect Carter a short time ago and congratulated him on his victory. The president also wants to thank all those thousands of people who worked so hard on his behalf and the millions who supported him with their votes. It's been the greatest honor of my husband's life to have served his fellow Americans during two of the most difficult years in our history. The president urges all Americans to join him in giving your united support to President-elect Carter as he prepares to assume his new responsibilities. I'd like to read you the telegram the president sent to President-elect Carter this morning. Dear Jimmy, it is apparent now that you have won our long and intense struggle for presidency. I congratulate you on your victory. As one who has been honored to serve the people of this great land, both in Congress and as president, I believe that we must now put divisions of the campaign behind us and unite the country once again in the common pursuit of peace and prosperity. Although there will continue to be disagreements over the best means to use in pursuing our goals, I want to assure you that you have my complete and wholehearted support as you take the oath of office this January. I also pledge to you that I and all members of my administration will do all that we can to assure that you begin your term as smoothly and as effectively as possible. May God bless you and your family as you undertake your new responsibilities. Signed, Jerry Ford. Thank you very much.
I said, about making a speech, I'd like to come down.